Chapter 150, Prosperity: The Rise and Transformation of the Wang Clan. Time flew by quickly. In the blink of an eye, a year had passed. It was early spring. The small river had thawed, and the tender grass in the fields had started to sprout. During the past year, Wang Shijia had been busy and hadn't had a moment to rest. He had mainly focused on developing his triple evolution bloodline talent. There were two types of spirit rice: Crimson Crystal Spirit Rice and White Jade Spirit Rice. Both had entered mass production, and the Wang clan had gained two pillar industries. Especially the White Jade Spirit Rice, which could be planted in lower grade spirit fields, making it the most widely planted spirit rice in the entire Dechen country. Many 8th rank aristocratic families, more or less, had some lower grade spirit fields, and most of them planted White Jade Spirit Rice. The yield of White Jade Spirit Rice was high, and its maintenance was simple, with a relatively low threshold for planting. It was the top choice for most lower-grade spirit fields. If the yield of White Jade Spirit Rice could be increased by 2 to 3 times, the seeds would be in high demand, and many families would be eager to buy them. After all, the number of spirit fields in a family was limited, and increasing the yield of spirit rice would bring in a substantial income. Why not? However, due to time constraints, Wang Shijia's cultivated Crimson Crystal Spirit Rice 6 and White Jade Spirit Rice 5 could only increase the yield by about 30%. But even so, the Wang clan's spirit fields had transformed from producing ordinary spirit rice to producing spirit seeds. Although White Jade Spirit Rice was relatively cheap, priced at 20 copper coins per pound, the Wang clan's numerous lower-grade spirit fields made up for it. Xingxing Farm alone had 60 acres of lower-grade spirit fields. In addition, the Liu and Zhao clan's farm manor, which had been merged, had developed from 100 acres to 150 acres. Currently, the entire Wang clan had a total of 210 acres of lower-grade spirit fields. If all of these fields were planted with high-yielding White Jade Spirit Rice 5, the annual output would reach nearly 100,000 pounds. This 100,000 pounds of White Jade Spirit Rice would be a substantial income, even if sold as food. If sold as spirit seeds, the income would be several times higher. Thinking about this, Wang Shijia felt a sense of satisfaction. There was nothing more joyful than farming. And there was nothing more profitable than farming. Of course, other secondary benefits were also considerable, especially since no one had yet to imitate them, and the profits were substantial. Moreover, Wang Shijia had left some room for maneuver, and the current products being sold were not necessarily the latest models. Once someone imitated them, he would have a way to counterattack. On this day, the research center he had established sent someone to report that another key project he had been focusing on, the mirror, had shown promising results. Wang Shijia hurried to the research center. At the same time, at Changning Ferry. This was the only official passage between Changningguard and Pingan Town. If you wanted to enter or exit Pingan Town, you normally had to take the ferry between Changning Ferry and Dingpu Dock. Otherwise, any other entry method would be considered smuggling, and the Pingan Wang clan was not to be trifled with. At noon, a horse-drawn carriage slowly emerged from the official road, turned a corner, and entered Changning Ferry. The carriage's ancient and sturdy design was adorned with the emblem of an aristocratic family, exuding a low-key yet luxurious atmosphere. The horses pulling the carriage were two pure black, high-headed, and robust horses, clearly not ordinary horses. Just these two horses were worth over 100 gold coins, and their feed was expensive, comparable to supporting 7 or 8 people. It was clear that the passengers in the carriage were either wealthy or noble, likely from a martial clan. Some pedestrians and merchants, upon seeing the carriage, hurriedly gave way. This was the way ordinary people survived in this world. The carriage entered the ferry terminal. Two people, an old man and a young man, got out of the carriage. The old man, who appeared to be in his 60s or 70s, had a spirited and energetic demeanor, despite his simple attire, which exuded confidence and self-assurance. The young man, around 20 years old, wore a white martial arts uniform with a black gold trim, a jade crown on his head, and a precious sword at his waist, looking like a proud and arrogant young master. The young man's eyes scanned the facilities at Changning Ferry, and he couldn't help but frown. "Third uncle, I didn't expect Changningguard to be so poor. The official ferry is in such disrepair, and some buildings haven't been renovated for decades. I've told you many times. This is not like our home, and we must be cautious when speaking outside," the old man said, his face stern. "Sometimes, a careless word can bring disaster, and it's too late to regret it." "Third uncle, you're being too cautious," the young man said, unconcerned. "This Changningard is just a small place, and the Huangfu clan and Lei clan are the only ones worth our attention. The other martial clans are at most eighth rank, and it's no big deal if we offend them." The young man spoke with an air of arrogance and disdain. The old man's face turned cold. "Wang Shouyue, this time we're here to handle important business, and I'm taking you out to gain experience. If you can't control yourself, then go back. I've told you many times, don't underestimate any local strongman." Wang Shouyue hurriedly apologized, "Third uncle, I was wrong." After apologizing, he quickly changed the subject. "Third uncle, why do we need to come to this countryside to visit relatives? Can't we just go directly to Donghaiguard to handle our business?" The old man's face was stern. "This is Ancestor Zhoubo's decision, and if you have any complaints, you can discuss them with him when we return." "Since it's Ancestor Zhoubo's intention, I wouldn't dare to discuss it with him." Wang Shouyue hurriedly took back his words and couldn't help but ask curiously, "I've never heard of it. Is there a relative of our Wang clan in Pingyin Town, Changningard? Does third grandfather know the inside story?" "It's understandable that you don't know, being so young. The Pingyin Wang clan and our family have had limited contact over the past 20 to 30 years." The old man's thoughts drifted away as he said, "The founder of the Pingyin Wang clan is called Wang Zhoxian. We all call him Ancestor Zhoxian. He's Ancestor Zhoubo's younger cousin and was a talented and outstanding person in our Longzhuo's Wang family back then. It's just that our family was going through a difficult time, and we could only afford to raise one Heaven Human Realm cultivator." The old man said with a hint of admiration, "So Ancestor Zhoxian went south to develop and establish the Pingyin Wang clan. He's truly a remarkable talent, a hero among heroes. Unfortunately, in recent years, we've exchanged letters with them. That's why Ancestor Zhoubo instructed me to visit the Pingyin Wang clan when I went out to handle affairs. Ancestor Zhoubo is really considerate of old relationships," Wang Shouyue said curiously. "I see that third grandfather has brought many things, including some for the Pingyin Wang clan, right? They're all some spiritual rice, spiritual meat, and minor nourishing pills, which are basic cultivation resources." The old man said, "The most valuable one is a Zhaohua pill, which Ancestor Zhoubo specially prepared for his niece, Wang Longyan, to heal her injuries. Speaking of Wang Longyan, she's also an extraordinary person. When I was young, she was already a core disciple at the Purple Palace Academy. I heard that she would often visit our Longzhuo's Wang family and sometimes stay for a while, and even Ancestor Zhoubo was very fond of her." The old man's face was filled with regret as he said, "Unfortunately, something happened to the Pingyin Wang clan later." "Ah." As the old man spoke of the past, he couldn't help but feel a mix of emotions, saying that if it weren't for the incident, the Pingyin Wang clan might have become the dominant force in Changning. Anyway, now they're just a small, declining family. Wang Shouyue said indifferently, "Ancestor Zhoubo is also very generous. The resources he sent this time, adding up to around 2,000 gold, are quite substantial. We're lucky that our Longzhuo's Wang family has made a lot of money in the past 2 years, otherwise, we wouldn't have been able to afford it. We're all part of the Wang clan, and it's only natural that we help each other." The old man said, "Back when our Longzhuo's Wang family was struggling, Ancestor Zhoxian made a lot of money when he developed Pingyin Town and even helped Ancestor Zhoubo with resources to break through to the Heaven Human Realm. I think Ancestor Zhoubo wants to help them as much as possible. After all, the Pingyin Wang clan is going through a tough time now. This ferry is too slow." Wang Shouyue was getting impatient, glancing at the river and not seeing the ferry's shadow, and muttered, "We need to hurry up and complete Ancestor Zhoubo's wish, and then rush to Donghaiguard.
I'm eager to meet young Master Chen and young Master Dantai. You're just too impatient."
The old man shook his head, but when he mentioned young Master Chen and young Master Dantai, his eyes lit up, and he praised them without end, saying, "2 years ago, we got a batch of foreign goods, including foreign glass and foreign paper, through our connections with young Master Dantai. After we opened up the trade route and transported them back to Longzhuo County, we made a lot of money. Ancestor's intention is to establish a deeper connection with young Master Dantai.
The old man said thoughtfully, and I've also learned through connections that young Master Chen seems even more extraordinary.
I've investigated, and Donghai United Trading Company's main shareholder is actually the Donggang's Chen clan, who controls the foreign trade ships and routes.
Young Master Chen is the real person in charge of the company.
At such a young age, he's already gained so much trust from his family.
He must be exceptional.
Wang Shouyue's face turned serious. I heard that young Master Chen is only around 30 years old and has already reached the ninth layer of the Qi refinement realm. Compared to me, a heaven-human direct descendant, he's only slightly inferior.
He's definitely worth getting to know. Don't underestimate young Master Chen.
The Donggang's Chen clan has a powerful ancestor who's expected to reach the heaven-human realm, and their future development is limitless.
The old man warned.
Of course not.
Wang Shouyue said confidently, our family sent me with third grandfather to showcase our Longzhuo's Wang family's strength and foundation, and to establish connections with them. I hope to get more foreign goods in the future, and I, Wang Shouyue, will definitely not ruin the family's plans. The old man finally nodded in satisfaction, saying that Wang Shouyue was a child the family valued highly. Ancestor Zhou Bua had spent a lot of resources to improve Wang Shouyue's talent from low-grade higher tier to middle grade, and he had already awakened a bloodline before reaching the spirit platform stage. He was being groomed as the successor to the heaven-human realm.
You're doing well, and your cultivation is also diligent.
The old man praised, it's a pity you'll have to take over the family in the future, otherwise, you could have become a core disciple at the academy. Usually, family successors who went to the academy would become outer sect disciples. Once they became core disciples, it would be difficult for them to return and take over the family. As the two of them chatted, the ferry arrived. At this time, the Changning ferry terminal was crowded with travelers, merchant carts, and rogue cultivators, making the ferry very lively.
This surprised the two Longzhuo's Wang family members. Were all these people going to Pingyan Town for some big festival? But this didn't concern them. They were just here to visit their relatives, send some resources, and express ancestor Zhoubua's concerns.
Then they would hurry to Donghai Guard to meet young Master Dantai and the Chen clan's young master. As they boarded the ferry, they finally settled down. Just as the ferry was about to depart, a blue-clothed young man rushed onto the dock, shouting loudly, "Wait for me, ferry!" The ferry suddenly became chaotic.
"Hey, isn't that seventh young master?"
"It's really seventh young master."
"Ferryman, stop the ferry quickly."
"Seventh young master? Could it be the legendary seventh young master?"
"What nonsense! In this area, who else could be called seventh young master besides him?"
The ferryman also hurriedly shouted, stop the ferry, and wait for seventh young master." The ferry workers quickly turned the ferry around, but it was already 7 or 8 meters away from the shore. Wang Shouyue saw this and furrowed his brow.
What was the seventh young master's big deal? Wasn't he delaying their journey?
Just then, the blue-clothed young man rushed to the dock, lightly tapped his foot, and flew onto the ferry like a willow leaf, landing steadily on the deck.
He apologized with a bow, "Everyone, I'm sorry to have delayed you.
I'm Wang Shui.
Willow fluff body technique?
Wang Shu?"
Wang Shouyue's heart skipped a beat.
This wasn't the Longzhuo's Wang family's middle-grade body technique, the willow fluff body technique?
It turned out that the Pingyan Wang clan also had the willow fluff body technique. This blue-clothed young man, Wang Shui, had an exceptional body technique.
Looking at his young age, around 18 to 19 years old, his willow fluff body technique was already so refined. Moreover, his cultivation was about to reach the seventh layer of the Qi refinement realm.
This young man, Wang Shui, was indeed a spiritual seedling.
Could it be that the Pingyan Wang clan had carefully nurtured him as their successor?
The old man and Wang Shouyue exchanged glances, both secretly speculating.